Hello, everyone, and welcome to Slash Film Daily. Today is Tuesday, January 23rd, 2024. On today's episode of the show, I'm going to be talking about the 96th Annual Academy Award nominations. My name is Ben Pearson. I'm an editor at slashfilm.com, and it is just me today on the episode of the podcast. We have a lot of Oscar coverage up at slashfilm.com. We're actually actively working on more as we speak, which is why I'm rolling solo today, because everybody else is busy getting a bunch of Oscar stuff up and running and on the site as quickly as possible. So I wanted to run through the nominations that were announced this morning. And let's start off with Best Picture. So we have American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. Can't say that there are too many surprises there. That seems like a pretty solid category to me. Directing, we have Justine Triet for Anatomy of a Fall, Martin Scorsese for Killers of the Flower Moon, Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer, Yorgos Lanthimos for Poor Things, and Jonathan Glazer for The Zone of Interest. I'll get into some reactions to that category in just a little bit. In the meantime, let's get into actor in a leading role. We have Bradley Cooper for Maestro, Colman Domingo for Rustin, which is, I would say, a pretty big surprise given that Rustin is not a widely beloved movie, although that performance is pretty widely beloved. Paul Giamatti from The Holdovers got a nomination as well. Of course, Cillian Murphy from Oppenheimer, who I believe has been the front runner for months at this point, and then Jeffrey Wright for American Fiction. Actor in a supporting role, Sterling K. Brown from American Fiction, which was really nice to see. He was great in that movie. Robert De Niro, Killers of the Flower Moon. Robert Downey Jr., Oppenheimer, Ryan Gosling for Barbie, and Mark Ruffalo for Poor Things. Let's see. Actress in a leading role, Annette Bening from Naiad, Lily Gladstone from Killers of the Flower Moon, Sandra Hüller from Anatomy of a Fall, which honestly, like, maybe the best performance of any gender this year, just like a towering, terrific piece of work. Carey Mulligan from Maestro, Emma Stone from Poor Things. And then actress in a supporting role, kind of an interesting category here, Emily Blunt from Oppenheimer, Danielle Brooks, The Color Purple, America Ferrera for Barbie, Jodie Foster for Naiad, and Davon Joy Randolph from The Holdovers. I kind of feel like the category is hers to win, the trophy is hers to win in that category, but we'll see if the voting bodies agree with me on that. I'll go through the writing categories really quickly. So for adapted, there's American Fiction, Barbie, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. For original screenplay, there's Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, Maestro, May, December, and Past Lives. I'm honestly surprised Maestro made it in there. I mean, that movie is fine, but original screenplay, I don't know. That's a little bit of a surprise to me. Animated feature film, The Boy and the Heron, Miyazaki's final film, Elemental, Nimona, Robot Dreams, and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. And then I'm not really going to go through the rest of these. There's a ton of other categories and stuff that you can read at our article at slashfilm.com. But those are the big ones. And let's take a break, actually, and then we'll get into some maybe like historical kind of notable facts about these nominations, and then some sort of snubs and surprises kind of things. So let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. So as far as like historical, maybe notable aspects of these nominations, I think it's notable that women directors have three Best Picture nominees here. So we have Barbie, was directed by Greta Gerwig. We have Anatomy of a Fall, which was directed by Justine Triet. And then we also have Past Lives, which is directed by Celine Song. This is the first time that three of the 10 Best Picture nominees have been directed by women. Of course, only one of these women was nominated for Best Director, and that was Justine Triet for Anatomy of a Fall. I mean, this is like such a complicated thing because, of course, you want more representation. You want the nominees in these categories to like better reflect the world and how we live today, but also like these are really great directors in these categories, and they made really spectacular movies, and there's only five directing slots, whereas there are 10 best picture slots. So like, by necessity, some people just aren't going to make the cut. I think a strong case could be made that Greta Gerwig deserved to be in here, but then you'd have to boot somebody else out, and like, maybe it's Yorgos Lanthimos for Poor Things. I think the lineup would look just as strong if that were the lineup instead of the one that we actually got. But yeah, your mileage may vary there. Martin Scorsese got his 10th directing Oscar nomination. He passed Steven Spielberg. So I believe he's the director with the most number of nominations. So congratulations to him. Lily Gladstone, the star of Killers of the Flower Moon, became the first Native American woman / indigenous woman to be to get a nomination for Best Actress. Pretty amazing stuff there. And then John Williams has become now the most nominated person alive. He basically like broke his own record because he previously was the most nominated person alive, but he got a score nomination for his work on Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. He now has 54 nominations, which is more than anybody else. And he also has broke his own record, I believe, because he's now the oldest ever nominee at age 91. So great stuff there from John Williams. Congratulations to the absolute GOAT. Okay, let's get into some notable things that did not appear in these categories and these nominations. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem, a movie that we've talked about a lot on this podcast that we all really love and want to champion, did not get a nomination for Best Animated Feature, which is kind of shocking to me. It's a really great movie, and I'm very bummed to see it not in that category. It also didn't get a score nomination, which I thought, if anything, maybe it would be able to sneak in there. No Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse for score too, which was kind of, again, pretty shocking to me, because that, I think that won our, when we did our like Slash Film Awards not too long ago, that was the score that sort of ranked the highest on, collectively for our entire team. So the fact that the Oscars, like, or at least the composing, the musical branch of the Oscars disagreed with that is fairly notable. Boy and the Heron also did not get a score nomination, which is pretty shocking there, because that was like, I think, widely considered one of the best scores of the year. So evidently the Oscars disagreed on that front. Greta Lee did not get a Best Actress nomination for Past Lives. She was incredible in that movie. I'm very disappointed to see her not get in there. Past Lives was my personal favorite movie of 2023, so to see her shut out is a little disconcerting, but I guess understandable to some degree. All of Us Strangers, another project that was completely shut out, really huge bummer there, because Andrew Scott, Claire Foy, and Jamie Bell and Paul Mescal were just like fantastic in that movie. Andrew Haig, also the writer-director, I just thought that movie was really something special, and to see it not represented here is a big bummer. Boy and the Heron did not get a Best Picture slot. I was kind of hoping that it might be able to sneak in there and claim one of the 10. Evidently, that was not in the cards. Greta Gerwig, of course, not being nominated for Best Director, a little bit of disrespect there. I think there's been this common refrain that people have when a movie gets nominated for Best Picture, but that director does not get nominated for Best Director, of like, oh, I guess this movie just like directed itself, didn't it? And this kind of indignation at the process of how all that works. Again, I guess I like technically understand how that can happen, but it's still a bummer to kind of see Greta Gerwig mistreated, I guess, in this way by the people in the directing branch. And I guess I should say, for those of you who don't know, the people in the individual categories, the branches, are the people who vote for the nominees in those categories. So like, costume designers vote for the costume design nominees, and cinematographers vote for the cinematography nominees, et cetera, et cetera. So, and then for Best Picture, it's a collective of like, everybody gets to vote for Best Picture. So the director's branch evidently did not think that Greta Gerwig's work directing Barbie was worthy enough, or more worthy than these other nominees here. Speaking of Barbie not getting proper respect, Margot Robbie did not get a Best Actress nomination, which you just kind of hate to see that, because her performance is really, I think, the glue that holds the movie together in a lot of ways. And it's, you know, as we talked about, even when the movie was coming out, it just seemed like it was being overlooked at the time. And so I hate to see it be overlooked in this way now. Another person that was overlooked, Leonardo DiCaprio in Killers of the Flower Moon. I think this is like one of his best performances ever, and he did not get a Best Actor nomination. So I guess it's just a testament to the strength of this year's categories that's how it sort of shook out here. Killers of the Flower Moon did not get an adapted screenplay nomination, which is pretty surprising given how a big talking point about that movie was how much they changed things from the book. And so if you're talking about adapting a famous book and then also like almost readapting the approach to it, I feel like that's like extra extra reason for that film to be recognized in that category. But evidently the writers disagreed there. Glenn Howerton did not get a nomination for Blackberry. Penelope Cruz did not get a nomination for Ferrari. She was great in that movie. May December, this is a big one. No acting nominations for May December. I think a lot of people thought Charles Melton may have been a shoo-in for at least a nomination for Best Supporting Actor. But not only did he not get recognized, but Julianne Moore and Natalie Portman did not get recognized either. The Iron Claw was completely shut out. Priscilla was completely shut out. I thought Kaylee Spaney, who won the Best Actress Award at the Venice Film Festival, was spectacular in the lead of Priscilla. I was really hoping that she might be able to squeeze in there. Asteroid City got completely shut out. And then for some that maybe like didn't have the best shot anyway, that I just thought were kind of notable, Anne Hathaway did not get a nomination for her work in Eileen. I was, you know, just like selfishly hoping she might be able to slip into Best Supporting or something like that. But that movie, I think, is just not as widely seen or as widely loved as I loved it anyway. Chloe Domont, who wrote and directed a movie called Fair Play, which I saw at last year's Sundance and was dropped on Netflix, did not get a screenplay nomination for that. I thought maybe there was a chance there. Again, kind of a long shot, but one of those. The screenplay nominations are kind of like the Oscars attempt to squeeze in stuff that seems like more cool. You know, sometimes that happens where like Get Out or something will maybe win a best screenplay Oscar, but not win Best Picture. Just as a way, I think, of the voting bodies just being basically saying like, hey, this movie rules and this is really cool and we want to recognize this. So I was thinking maybe there was a chance for that to happen for Fair Play. The Killer, David Fincher's The Killer, completely shut out. Saltburn, completely shut out. Air, the Ben Affleck movie, completely shut out. And then I think it's also notable that no movie from Disney proper, like Walt Disney Animation, appeared in the feature animation category. So I think we've got The Boy and the Heron, Elemental, Nimona, Robot Dreams, and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse in that category. Elemental is obviously a Pixar movie, but the other ones have nothing to do with Disney. So that's just like nice to see in terms of how Disney has sort of dominated the way that we've come to think about animation in America. So that was, yeah, I'm very happy to see Nimona get in there. I would have loved personally to see Mutant Mayhem maybe take Elemental slot and knock the Pixar thing out altogether, because I didn't really love Elemental, even though the movie was like a surprising box office success. But yeah, so those are some of the big things that I sort of noticed and wanted to point out this year. Again, Sandra Hüller, like that's like one of my favorite nominations of this whole thing. I don't think that she's going to win Best Actress, because you've got Lily Gladstone and then Emma Stone for Poor Things. Like, I feel like those two are kind of neck and neck right now, at least from the, you know, the pundits and things like that seem to be that, from what I can glean, they seem to be like locked in a battle for Best Actress. So I kind of doubt anybody else is going to come up from the rear and overtake them in this race. I'm happy to see Sandra Hüller nominated for Anatomy of a Fall. I love the fact that Past Lives made it into the Best Picture conversation. That's fantastic. So yeah, this is a short episode today. Sorry for the, you know, running solo on this, but I just wanted to run through the nominations today. I think tomorrow we're going to be back with a news episode because there's been a bunch of news over the past few days that I wanted to get to. And Sundance is in full swing. And so we'll be back later on to talk more about that as things progress on that front. But thank you so much for listening. You can find more about all the Oscar stuff at slashfilm.com. I encourage you just to go to that website and click around. Slash Film Daily is published every weekday, bringing you the most exciting news from the world of movies and TV, as well as deeper dives into the great features you can find on the site. You can subscribe to the show on Apple, Overcast, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe to our newsletter. Send your feedback, questions, comments, concerns, and mailbag topics to us at bpearson@slashfilm.com. Make sure to leave your name and general geographic location in case we mention your email on the air. Don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Tell your friends about the show any way you can. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you all tomorrow.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.